So these are the things we're doing, and we're very focused on that because we understand the economic impacts that it has on all Americans and our economy.
But is the overall goal to get our price?
No, the overall goal is to decrease our dependency on oil, to build and strengthen our economy, and to decrease our dependency on oil.
That was Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu, and he was having a conversation with our next guest, Congressman Alan Nunnally. He is a Republican from the 1st District of Mississippi. Congressman, welcome to America's Radio News.
Well, good afternoon, Chris. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, sir. You know, that testimony up on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, raising quite a few eyebrows, and for those that were out there and didn't exactly catch what was going on there, Mr. Nunnally just basically asked, you know, isn't the overall goal of our government to get gasoline prices down? Mr. Chu, Mr. Obama's energy secretary, said, no, that's not the overall goal. The overall goal is to decrease our dependency on foreign oil. First off, Congressman, what was your reaction?
Well, you've got to look at the answer to that question in the context of which it was asked. I started with a quote that he had before he was nominated to be Energy Secretary, where he said, look, we've got to find a way to get prices of gasoline in the United States up to European levels. And yesterday, the price of gas in Europe was anywhere between $8 and $9. Mm. So the administration is doing exactly what they said they would do. It just surprised me they would admit it.
Now, which committee was this yesterday?
This was the Energy and Water Subcommittee of the Appropriations Committee.
Right. And you know what? This has been a bugaboo that our government has been trying to deal with since the 1970s, since the Middle East turned off the oil spigot the first time and caused a lot of problems here. We all know that cheaper energy is a job multiplier. When people have less money, they're not putting it in their tank. They get to go out and spend it on other things like going out to dinner or buying products, and that in turn causes folks to be hired. What we're missing in this country is a broad agreement between Republicans and Democrats to get an energy policy on paper. Why is that?
Well, I think this administration is driven by a radical environmental agenda that doesn't want to recover American energy. You talked about the cruel tax that high gas prices are on every working American family, but also energy is jobs. And we're seeing it in the North Dakota economy where their new technologies are allowing us to recover energy, and unemployment is at record lows in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. We've got available energy under our feet, off of our shores. If we go about recovering it, it turns into jobs for Americans.
Our guest right now is Congressman Alan Nunnally. He's a Republican from Mississippi, the 1st District that way. Had this exchange yesterday, raising some eyebrows on Capitol Hill and around the country, with Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. So, Congressman, we had a guest on the program here. It must have been a couple of days ago now. He ran a shipping company where we asked him, hey, look, if you were able to convert your diesel trucks from diesel fuel over to, let's say, natural gas, which we have in abundance here in the United States, would that be something you've even investigated, you'd be interested in? And he said yes. And then we asked him, if you were able to get some kind of a tax credit back from the government saying, look, if you do this, you'll get a tax credit back, would that also interest you? And he said, absolutely yes. That being a microcosm of having the private sector do this a lot quicker and more efficiently than perhaps the government could, are there any plans that you're aware of to get something like that going?
I think we ought to have all of the above strategy. Yes, we do need to be looking at utilizing new technologies that allow us to burn natural gas on the highways. You know, one problem with natural gas is that we don't have fueling stations along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good alternative in urban transit, in urban delivery, where you can go back to a common hub. If you're going to drive across country, we just don't have natural gas refueling stations. But there are a lot of things we can be about doing, but those things do include recovering American energy.
Right. Well, we've all seen examples of the way the government works, post office, Amtrak. As a matter of fact, the post office is going to stop Saturday delivery. There are billions of dollars on the whole. It is conventional wisdom the private sector has the ability to do this more cost-effectively and more efficiently. But again, I'll ask you again, is there an initiative to get our private sector engaged in doing something like this so that Americans have a choice when we go to the pump? If gasoline's too high, let's just take the natural gas car to work.
I think what we need to do as a government is remove the obstacles and let the private sector lead the way. They're going to do a much better job than anything that could happen at the governmental level.
All right, Representative Alan Nunnally. He represents the 1st District in Mississippi. Again, sir, we appreciate you carving out time for us today and describing this this interesting exchange you had with the Energy Secretary of the United States. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.